We are learning Masechtas Gittin, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting the bottom line of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Boyiminei Rosh Lakish Rav Yechonah. Rosh Lakish asked Rav Yechonah Shaila, Edim Achsum Al Get. We have here a get that comes from Eretz Yisrael, and we have Edim signed on this get, V'shmoyseim K'shmoyseim V'chavim. And the names sound like a guy, we're not sure, like Rashi says, Le'adini Avichavim Ninu Yisrael, Mahu, could you give it over with Edim Asira, two Jewish Edim? And the question is it a good get? Now, what's the Shaila? The Shaila is, you can ask the Shaila through the Rabbanon or Rab Shimon. Lefi Rabbanon, that say, anytime you have non-Jewish Edim, it's not kosher, even if it's not Shemus of Hakim, here, we have a tzad that it's good, it's good anyway. Why? Because here it's like a stek seker. First of all, it's the whole thing is only the Rabbanon, the problem of Shemus of Hakim. And maybe it's Yisrael. Maybe it's Yisrael assigned, not for sure a non-Jew. If a non-Jew assigns it, it's the Rabbanon to use it. But really, you have Edim Asira, but only the Rabbanon. But if you have another reason to think that it's kosher, why? Because maybe it's Edim Yisrael, so then you can machshir it. Or, like Tosfos learns, even Fir Rav Shimon, you can clear the Shaila. Fir Rav Shimon holds that Shemus of Hakim are good. Here we're talking about the Shemus that are not Mavakim. So really, Shemus that are not Mavakim, Goyish names are not Mavakim, the halacha is that it's not a good get, because it's called Mazuyah Metoicha. But here, again, since it's sad, it's Yisraelim, so maybe it should be kosher. That was the question Rosh Lakish asked Rav Yechonon. So Rav Yechonon answers, Amalei, tell Rosh Lakish, Loi Bali Adenu, we never had this exact Shaila. Ella, the Shaila we had was, the names were Lucas Velus. And Vechsharna, we are Machsher then, but Edim Asira. But Dafka Lucas Velus, Loi Shichi Yisrael Maskev Shazayo. That's not Metsuyim that Yisraelim give those names. But other names where it's Shchiach that they have that Yisrael have that name, Loi, we would not be machshit because there it's not Shemus of Hakim. Basically, it sounds like the Rabbi Yechonon is answering that you have to have Dafka Shemus of Hakim, which is like Rav Shimon Shita, that Shemus of Hakim you could give it over to Edim Asira. Now Rashi is Mavuyer that Rabbi Yechonon holds even for the Chachamim be kosher. Even though Chachamim, Shemus of Hakim is not enough, but here, because again, there's a suffix, maybe it's Yisrael, so together with that, and it's Shemus of Hakim, the two things together, he will be masking that it's kosher. So Rabbi Yechonon was machmer. He said, it has to be Shemus of Hakim. If not, I will not allow that. So Eisvei, the Mara is a kasha. Rosh Lakish asked a kasha on Rabbi Yechonon. You tell me you have to have Dafka Shemus of Hakim? I'll show you not like that. It says, get them a bomb in the Yam. Get that comes from the Yisiyam, Be'edim Chasum Aleim, the Edim Asayim, it's obviously Shemim, B'Shemayis Avichavim, even though the names are Goyish names, K'sherim, the Kasha, why? Because the Reuven Yisrael Chuslarz, Shemim, K'sherim, Avichavim, because the Reuven Yisrael Chuslarz have Goyish names, have non-Jewish names, secular names. So therefore, what do you see from here? You see from here, that even though they have Goyish names, still it's Kasha, because you're assuming that they're Yisraelim, and therefore giving it over Edim Asira, it's good. So you see, it's Kasha. It's kosher, but even without Shemus of Hakim. Rabbi Yechonon said, Dafka Shemus of Hakim. Here you see that Dafka with Shemus, here you see, even without Shemus of Hakim, it's kosher. And it's possible even that even without Edim Asira, it might be kosher. That's what Rashi says. I feel below Edim Asira. Vacholshkin for Edim Asira. The love of Nobody Israel, because Rabbi Yisrael Chuslarz. But that was Lucas was Dafka. Like where Rashi says the kosher is. And even without Edim Asira, it's kosher. Why? Because we assume it's from Yisrael. It's from Yisrael. So Zok to Gemara, no, there it says the reason. And therefore, there's no reason to be choshes v'chlal that they're a goyish. If you look at a secular name, it says the name Mark, doesn't mean it's a non-Jew. And why are we assuming that it's a Jew? Because most Gittin are written by Dayanim, Stam, Safri, Dainya, Bekimim, they know you have to sign a Yid, and therefore, it's probably a Yid. The goyish name doesn't mean anything. Because that's in Chuslarz where Roiv people had secular names. Masha Inkain in Eretz Yisrael, there it's not Roiv, you didn't have secular names, they'd have Jewish names. And here we have a non-Jewish name, so here it's Dafka Shemus Mavakum will be kosher according to Rabbi Yechonon, but not Shemus Enim Mavakum. Agav, you see from the sugya that there was, in the Chuslarz at least, Klal Yisrael gave secular names, and that's totally in the whole Shaila with Mitzrayim, Shlishinu Shemam, you have to know how to learn through this. There's a big tumult, listen to your local raid bite on that. V'ike de Amri, another girsa, another version of our sugya is that Kimastita Bayim there. Shlokosh asked Rav Yechonon the question about a get that comes from Chutz La'aretz, and the names of the Eide Chasima are named secular names, is a kosher or not? A pashtu Mastita, Rav Yechonon's talk was pashut from this Mishnah that's Mavuyer, that's kosher, and like Rashi says, even without Eide Masira, it's kosher because you assume, you go by Sarayv, that it was a signed by Jews, and therefore it's kosher, even though there's no Eide Mesira, and kosher gain with Eide Mesira. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, new Mishnah, and this Mishnah is in the handle this sugya of Schia. We know there's an idea called Zokin La Odom Shaloi Befanov. Now, before that, we have to know there's two type of shluchim. There's one shliach, a shliach legerishin that the ish makes, the husband makes that shliach. That's called shliach leilacha. That shliach will be mocking the baal. He takes the get and he comes to the isha and gives it to the isha instead of the baal. He's an agent for the baal. The same thing is another type of shliach, that the isha can make a shliach kabbalah, that she can mekabel the get, that the shliach can mekabel get from the baila like it's her. And the question really in our mission will be is, could a shliach automatically be a shliach kabbalah because it's a schus for the person you're doing this for? So it says in our Mishnah, if you tell a shliach, tell an agent, give this get to my wife, or a star shikha to lav, they give a star shikha to my eved, and rots a lach to mishnayim yach to divra emeh. Emeh says you can be chayza in both of them, because until it reaches the isha, or until it reaches the eved, it's not a done deal, and there can't be a shliach kabbalah without the asking the isha, asking the eved. Why? Because it's a chayiv to be divorced, and it's a chayiv to be freed. Divra emeh. You're right, it's a chayiv. But shchuri avadim is something that is a schos, and therefore it's automatically a shliach kabbalah. And the Mishnah explains, because you're zochel la'odom shloi b'fanav, you can be zeicha for a person not in front of him, ve'ein chavon la'odom, but you don't do something bad for mel b'fanav. And what's the chayiv? She'im yirtzis alozim is av derishayim. Because if you want, you don't have to give any mezainis to your eved. And the Gemara will elaborate on that. You don't have to give mezainis. You don't have to give mezainis, so therefore, he has nothing to gain by being enslaved. He wants to be free. Even mezainis, the master can stop giving. But a husband cannot stop giving mezainis to his wife. Therefore, it's always a schus to be married and not to be divorced. Shem yirtzis lozim is av derishayim. So lozim is ishta, ain't rishayim, not allowed. So Ramez is back to the Chamin, Barehu Paisels Avdim and Atruma, Kashem Shu Paisels Ishtar. That Lechaira, with this get, he's Paisel as, we have to see what this means. The Gemara is going to explain this better, what exactly is Tainer. Ramez says, but the Star Shifer is not letting the Eved eat Chuma, just like he's Paisel the Isham and Chuma. So Lechaira, why isn't the Shifer called the Chayva? Because the Maisi is losing out that he can't eat Chuma anymore. The reason why he loses the right to eat truma is because he's freed, and once he's meshucher, there's no kinyan. That's why he can't eat truma. And you have to understand what the shock of Atari is. You have to understand that what he's saying, that the hefsid of the schus is not because he became a ben chayim. It's because he's not the mamunus of the kohen. What kind of taina back is that? Rameh's taina was that lemaisa the ever is losing out that he can't eat truma anymore. So therefore, lefiyu, he's saying lefiyu lechayra, it's lechayra lefiyu, he's paisel from eating chuma when the adon is a kayim. So therefore, why isn't shichur considered a chayva? He's asking him. So he said because according to the rabbanon, the shichur was called a schos. He says, what do you mean? He's losing out the right to chuma. And that the rabbanon answer, no, the reason he's losing the chuma is because he's not Conway anymore. Okay, we have to see what the answer and the Torah is. The Gemara will elaborate and explain what the shock of the Torah is. The Gemara, Dr. Gimel, will explain that. Zok to Gemara. Yosher Rav Huna Rav Yitzhak Vayez Vekameh, the Rav Yirmiya. Rav Huna Rav Yitzhak Vayez, two Talmidim was sitting in front of Rav Yirmiya, but Yosher Rav Yirmiya Kamnamrin. Rav Yirmiya was sitting there, he was dozing, he was falling asleep. Yosher Rav Huna Vekameh. So Rav Huna says, Shemamina Vadar Banan, we see from the Chom of the Mishnah, who say, that a shliach can be zeicha and a star shichur for the Eved. It means even though the Eved never made him a shliach, but he, as a schos, could take the star shichur and be kainet for the Eved. So you see from here, toivis v'achayiv kainet. You see here, right now, these Talmidim learning, it's in a tfisa. Just like I could grab, if Reuben owes Shimon money, so Shimon, let's say Reuben owes Shimon, Shimon can't make it here, so someone else goes and takes some of Reuben for Shimon. So it sounds like over here you could do that. Because here I'm being taifis the star shechur for the Eved. I'm grabbing the star shechur for the Eved, and I could do that for him. So you see from here, taifis ba'achayiv is kind. So Amalei Yerizav Yosef, va'fil makam shechav lacherim. He asked him, what do you mean? Here it's chav lacherim. Here you're grabbing something for the Eved, and the master is losing out. So you tell me you can be taifis for Balchayiv, even though Chayav L'Chayim, what's a classic case? It means if Reuven has other debtor, other people, he owes other people money, if I'm going to take something for Shimon, then Levi might lose out. He owes Levi money also. So it sounds like from here, you can if you're learning that's the Pshat, Toifis Balchayiv, Kana, so here you see, you can Toifis even when it's bad L'Chayim, which is the master. For the master, it's not good over here. Because here, he's losing out. So the Amalei in I guess so. That's just, here's Tfisa, must be Lachavachem. Hadachi Itabe Rav Yehuda woke up. Amalu Dardiki, little children. Hachi Rav Yehuda, Hatavis Balchay, Makam Shalachem Lekana. If someone grabs money for the Balchay, but Makam that other Balichay was to lose out, it's not Kaina. I, our Mishnah, look at the Shliach, he's taking the Get Shechrer away from the master for the Eved. No, our mission is different shot. Kolo oimer tenu, koimer is chudami. When the Bailim gives it, when the master tells the shliach, here, give it to that pliny, it's like he's saying bizaychit. And therefore, if, as long as there's a schus, and I tell the guy to be zaychit for the eved, that's not called typhus. It's called, not called shlemer tsayna. Typhus is when he doesn't want it. But here, he's telling you take it, which means kizchu dami. It's like telling you be zeichet, and therefore, since it's tnu kizchu, tnu is like being zeicha. So therefore, it's not considered a typhus. Typhus means when he doesn't want it, when he doesn't want to give it to you, and you grab it. But here, he did it bedas. Now, Tosfos the Masechta Kol Yomer speaks out that this is only that if he gives something to his hand, but if he shows him something and says, "Give this away to someone," it could be that you won't say. If you look at Tosfos has a whole sugi there about Tenkes Chi, and he says that it's only if it's miyad liyad, that's it comes out, but not if you just show him a place and take it. If you look at the bottom end of Tosfos, call two lines about every time the Tain loy have a keschi el kashamoyse loy adova miyad liyad, and that's why. And the Mishnah wasn't really mash, but that's what I was talking about. That's what we thought it meant Tosfos. Back upon him, the Gemara is coming out, it's Al Tnukas Chu. That's what Rabbi Yirmiyah said, the Mishnah is Al Tnukas Chu. One more Gemara in regards to Tevis Balchayiv, Amar Rav Chista, this Machloikis, Ha Tevis Balchayiv, Mokom Shechav L'Acherim, this Shaila really, if you can be Tevis Balchayiv, Mokom, that someone else will lose out, Zokom Chista, Machloikis, Rabbi Yez, Rabbanon. One of Machloikis, Rabbi Yez, Rabbanon. There's a Mishnah Mestechas Peya, the Tanakh, Misha Liket is a Peya. A guy came and took the Peya, we'll see if he's an Ani, or if he's an usher, but he went and took Peya. V'omar, I'm taking this for my friend the Ani. Could you do that? Lamaisa, on one hand, all the other Aniyim are losing out because you're taking Peya, which is a Manas Aniyim, you're taking it for that Ani, and the other Aniyim over here lose out. Rabbi Lezim is Zaychalai. You can be Zaychalai, it's a Schos. You can be Zaychalai for that Ani, even Makom Shchav Lacherim. V'chomar, it's not all the Ani Aniyim Tzarishan. You can't be kainit. You have to give it to the first Ani who walks in. You give it to that Ani. You cannot be typhus it for anyone. So it sounds like mamash is machlekes. It could be typhus, but mokum shechav lacherim. Can I take something for someone? You know, the guy can't make it here. I'm taking it for him. He can't make it. It's like, for example, let's say they were giving out prizes somewhere, and they only had a limited amount, let's say 100 prizes. And whoever comes to the event gets a prize. You're going to take one for your friend. So that's the shiloh. Could be typhus lacherim, mokum shechav lacherim. On my meimar. You could really be mechalik, the two cases. You don't have to say that this is the same machlokes as that. Could you say like this? The only reason Rav Eliezer is makel there to be zeicha, ella the migu di bay maf. First of all, even though he's an usher, the migu di bay mafkel nechase, he could be mafker as the chasim, v'hava ani v'chazulei. He has a migu. He could be mafker as the chasim. He'll be an ani, then he'll be right to him. And then there's an idea, he could have took it for himself. He's not taking extra. He's taking something he could have took for himself and giving it to his friend. He's an usher, but yeah, it could have been mafkir. If he's not mafkir, we're going to say migu. Basically, it's really called trey migu. If you learn the Yishalmi, then sort of Chaim Kefsky's parish there, he says there's really two migus here. One migu is that he could have been buying mafkir in a chasai, and another migu is migu. And that could be why they're about to argue, because you don't say this, or you don't say bechlal the migu of could be mafkin achasim. But like Rabbanan was saying, that the Rabbi Eliezer says that he could be typhus is not because typhus balachim bakash chav lacherim. The reason is because migu did by mafkin achasim and migu zochin afshay that could have took it myself. I'm getting it from him. Avol, But here, by case of Achayiv Loi, he's not going to say that he can do that, because since the typhus, the one who's grabbing it, has no right whatsoever in these nechasim. He has no right. No one owes him any money, so maybe he can grab it for his friend. He has no right whatsoever. You can say it the other way also. That Rabbanan say by Peya, that he can't take it. Really, maybe he could take it. Why can't he take it there? There is a custom. The pasuk says, "Lo silakit la'ani." And you darsh from that pasuk, "Lo silakit loy la'ani," that a person cannot take payah for an ani. Avahacha, but here, loy, but maybe here, he'll agree that Tevis Makam Shachavachim works. It's very possible. We don't know. The Gemara just asked that if Rabbanan hold that "Lo silakit la'ani" is the reason why you can't collect payah for ani. So what does Rabbi Yez do with the pasuk? Hi lislakim avle. What does he do with this pasuk lislakim laani? Our answer is the bayle lahaza ani ashaloi. That teaches us that if an ani has a field and he's cutting his field, he has to leave payah and he cannot take his own payah. He has to give his payah to other aniim and he can go collect payah from other places. That's how we learn that lislakim. Don't take yourself laani. Leave it for ani. Leave it for ani. Or it means it may tie to this. That lois salaket laani. I'm telling you, ani lois salaket. Don't touch lois salaket. Akaponim. That's our Gemara here. This sugya of toifis ba'achoyv b'makim shchav acherim. It's a shaila if it's koina or not. And we're coming up from the Mishnah and Peah. It's not a raya either way, because there could be a different sugya, either a sugya of migu or it's a sugya of the pasuk lois salaket laani that we darshan that you cannot collect peah for ani, even though there would be a right maybe. But here, the special exercise is called Slakir Layla Ani.